It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. I need to have a palate cleanser. It's been a rough week. It's been a rough year. We want to take some time and celebrate which street in Southern California. It could be a highway. You know, you could choose Rim of the World, for example, up in the San Bernardino National Forest as your favorite. That'd be great. But I want to hear what your favorite street or highway is locally and why. And real rapid fire, we want to get as many people on as we can. And the more obscure, the better, by the way. 866-893-KPCC. Andrew in Glendale, your favorite stretch to drive.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Lockwood Valley Drive between Ojai and the Grapevine. It's a really long road that's just sort of in the mountains north of Fillmore and Ventura area, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Great. Quickly describe what you see when you drive Lockwood Valley Drive.
Oh, it's a bunch of stuff. So it's really nice rocks and like geography, like the lots of mountains, obviously you're in the mountains, and then there's a lot of alpine trees, things like that, lots of peaked houses because it snows up there a lot, especially in the winter. It's really gorgeous.
Oh, sounds great. Andrew, what a great way to start us off with Lockwood Valley Drive near Ojai. Let's talk with Chelsea in East Los Angeles. Your favorite street to drive.
It's PCH between like Seal Beach and Huntington. You get to see the wetland. You get to see the beach on the other side. And for me, it reminds me of driving to my first job when I first got my driver's license.
It has kind of an early LA feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It hasn't changed too much.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. PCH in the Seal Beach to Huntington Beach area in North Orange County, 866-893-KPCC. Sean in Pickfair Village says Pico Boulevard because that's where I grew up. I love Pico Boulevard, the mix of businesses that you've got along there. We're so fortunate to have a number of these great streets in Southern California that, you know, take you through a variety of different business communities and give you a real flavor for the mix of people that live in Southern California. David in Pasadena, your favorite street. David, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Arroyo Boulevard, looking across the Rose Bowl. You get the silhouette at sunset of the mountains with the backlighting. You get the alpenglow on the San Gabriels, and there's just something magical about looking across the arroyo at the lights on the other side of the canyon.
You know where the little bench is too, where you can sit at that lookout and watch the sunset on Arroyo. There, it's a beautiful little hidden gem. I probably shouldn't talk about it on the radio, but you picked a beautiful one, Arroyo Boulevard in Pasadena, which goes along the east side of the Arroyo Seco and has spectacular views. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. I'm going to share just a stretch of freeway. I'll sprinkle in a few of mine. One of my favorites as the sun is setting or it's just turned dark is when you drive the 134 Ventura Freeway above Eagle Rock as you're going into or out of Pasadena between Eagle Rock, Glendale, and Pasadena. You're way up high going along the ridge there of the mountain and just a spectacular view looking out toward downtown Los Angeles. A clear day, you can see the reflection of the sun off the ocean along the Southern California coast, even as far south as the South Bay, of course, see Palos Verdes as well. 866-893-KPECC. Speaking of Palos Verdes, Gavin in Long Beach, your favorite drive.
Sound like I just missed the comment in Long Beach, but our Palos Verdes. So I'll say Hawthorne Boulevard. I used to live right on the end of Palos Verdes in a little tiny apartment, and I tell people to take Hawthorne all the way from downtown till it dead ends. And it's a long city drive, but you see pretty much the full spectrum of LA all the way to the tip of the peninsula, and the coastal view there is just gorgeous. So
yeah, and if you want to start even farther north with La Brea and bring it down, I mean, you just see it's another one of those great streets that gives you a sense of Los Angeles. But you wanted to mention Rancho Palos Verdes Drive. Go right ahead and quickly talk about that.
Yeah, that whole road that runs around the edge of the peninsula is really interesting. You drive through from the north side, and then as you go further south, you hit the Porcupine landslide, and the road gets really crazy and up and down, just undulates through the hills, and it changes because of the landslide. So there's construction moving the water pipes. You see Catalina on a clear day. It's just really pretty.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Gavin, thank you so much. 866-893-KPCC. Josh tweets at AirTalk. His favorite is US 95 north from Blythe to Oblivion. It's curvy and bouncy, he tweets. I drive it in a Jeep, but dream of driving it in a Porsche. Josh, I love that drive. I've taken that between, I'm trying to think, was it Vegas that I came down? But I took that drive from 95, and I guess you go up to the river too. But yeah, it's just, that's a wild drive. 866-893-KPCC, your favorite stretch of road in Southern California. We'll be back in 1 minute. I see we're of like minds. I thought it would be good to get away from all the challenges we're facing and just celebrate your favorite street to drive anywhere in Southern California. We're getting wonderful suggestions and just briefly people saying what the choice is and why they choose it. We appreciate it. Josue in Pacoima, your favorite drive.
Yes, my favorite drive is the Mulholland Scenic Overlook pass that they have up by the hill. It's a very nice and relaxing drive when I do Uber Eats. And I get to see a lot of most of the valley, and it looks very beautiful and under the night sky.
So you're making Uber Eats deliveries up there on off of Mulholland?
Not directly there, but in the areas nearby. I get a lot of business there.
That's great. Oh, I love it. Josue, Mulholland Drive, which, I mean, it's known around the world because of the beauty of that drive. Josue in Pacoima, and Robert in San Pedro also making a toast to Mulholland, says, I used to drive home to Thousand Oaks. I drive that highway as far north as I could. I think it's just gorgeous. I feel like I'm at the top of the world and seeing the Channel Islands and the container ships. Robert, thanks very much for that. I appreciate it. Tad has a street up in Santa Barbara County. Which one is it, Tad?
East Camino Cielo. It's right off of Highway 154, and it straddles the ridge that as you look towards the mountains in above Santa Barbara, it's an invisible road that runs right along the ridge top. It doesn't go forever, but it is absolutely spectacular. And if you're a fan of Highway 154, you know, you've got that leading to it. So it's all good.
I love 154, but I've never been on East Camino Cielo. That sounds great. Great. Tad, I appreciate it. That's one I'm writing down because I'm going to take that. Mark tweets at AirTalk, my favorite is Cody Road up off of Mulholland. The homes are all unique with beautiful views. It's a unique treasure in this great city. And my dream, Mark tweets, is to own one of those homes. Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate it. CPK tweets, the best drive, Sunset Boulevard from Beverly Hills to the sea and then getting an oyster shooter at Gladstone's. All right, CPK, thanks very much. Let's talk next. Also touting Sunset Sebastian in Anaheim. So you're a lover of Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, I am. I went to UCLA for a few years, and I had to commute there. So getting off the 405 was my favorite thing to do because, you know, that's terrible traffic. But going down Sunset Boulevard down to school was just beautiful.
Sebastian, I appreciate it. And I recommend start at Cesar Chavez to Sunset and take Sunset all the way. And you get the east side, downtown, and the whole experience of Los Angeles as it evolves and finally opens up at Pacific Coast Highway. Sebastian, thank you so much. Henry in Highland Park, your favorite Southern California drive.
Hi, Larry. It's 76, Highway 76 from the 15 going east all the way to the desert. Pretty much, if you do it in the spring, you get those beautiful aromas of orange citrus that you're driving through. And then if the timing's right, it'll spit you out in Anza Borrego right during the flower blooms.
Oh, that sounds great. 76 east of the 15. All right, Henry, thanks very much. Let's see, Ricardo in Santa Monica, your favorite drive.
Hi, I agree with the guys with the out-of-town stuff to the desert and all that. But for us locals, San Vicente Boulevard between Brentwood and the ocean, I think is one of the more beautiful streets in the city, and it's the reason I moved from the east side to the west side the first time I drove down that street on a bicycle. I thought and felt the air, not discounting the young ladies jogging, I have to move here, which I did.
Yeah, Ricardo, San Vicente, another great street. Ryan in Glendora, what do you recommend as a drive?
Yeah, just Glendora Mountain Road. It's about 20, 22 miles of a great mountain road all the way to Mount Baldy. And you can see out and see all of L.A. and even parts of San Bernardino from up there. It's a great drive.
Glendora Mountain Road up to Mount Baldy. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. Nathaniel in Santa Monica, your favorite street to drive? Nathaniel, are you there? Nope. Okay. Let's see if we got Eugene in La Crescenta, your favorite drive.
Larry, it's starting from the bottom of Lake. The nice homes over there going straight up into Altadena. It's total change of scenery. And back down, you just get a great view of everything south.
Yeah, it is. It's spectacular. The Cobb Estate for hiking up there at the very top, and it opens up to all those trails that go up into the Angeles National Forest. And Lake Avenue, just a bit of trivia, named for the lake in San Marino, where Lacey Park is, that the street originated and went up to the mountains, as you suggest. Also, a very popular streetcar line during the golden age of hiking, taking millions of people out over the course of a year on the streetcar up to the trailheads there, up to go into the Angeles National Forest. Jerry, in Long Beach, your favorite drive?
The stretch of Ocean Boulevard going from the two bridges over the port when you're going through downtown Long Beach, the Performing Arts Center, especially at Christmas time, is just beautiful and lit up, and a great drive as you go all the way down the coast into Naples.
Yeah, I love that. I drove it last weekend, matter of fact. Jerry, in Long Beach, talking about Ocean Boulevard and, of course, the Desmond Bridge being rebuilt there. Gorgeous architecture for that new bridge. Let's see. We have Sarah tweeting at AirTalk. Best street has got to be Talmadge Street in Los Feliz. We've had two listeners who've voted for that. Rim of the World in the San Bernardino National Forest, beautiful vistas of San Bernardino County. Angeles Crest Highway, of course, we have votes for that. So many different ones. Oh, and Glenn says, by far our favorite, one of our favorites in the country, the stretch of Route 33 north of Ojai through the Los Padres National Forest, a forested mountain climb. Stay tuned. Film Week is next.